Sophia? Sophia?
Yes, dear?
Is it time yet?
No, dear. Not yet.
When will it be?
Not until you start it.
Oh, yes, that's right. It can't be, can it? Not till I start it.
No, dear. It doesn't begin until you start to create.
Yeah, no, that's right. I'd forgotten.
Yes, dear. I'm the one who remembered.
Oh, yes. I'd forgotten that, too.
Yes, dear. You are the one with the initiative.
Quite, quite. The one with the initiative.
Not the one with the memory.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Definitely not, dear.
No, definitely not. So, I suppose I'd better just start, what shall I start?
Creating, dear.
Oh, yes, that's right. Creating.
Yes, dear. They've had a long enough rest now.
Who are they?
The creatures, dear.
The creatures? But I haven't started creating yet. What do you mean, the creatures?
The ones you made the last time you created.
Did I create before?
Yes, dear.
When?
The last time, dear.
Haven't you said something like that once already?
Oh, more than once, dear. You create in cycles.
Yes?
Eons, periods, outbursts of your creative energy.
Oh, yes, of course. And the creatures?
They will now be recovered enough from your last outburst to be able to reassess whatever you do in your next.
Don't put it that way, dear Sophia.
No, dear. I'll put it in a more official way.
Please, dear.
And after closing a great cycle of his creative activity, the Most High God gathered to him all the creatures he had made and caused a deep sleep to fall upon them so that they might rest from their labors.
Good. That's good.
And after the creatures had rested sufficiently from their labors,
the Most High God started again to create.
The Most High God, in his infinite compassion for his creatures, permitted them once again to come forth.
So that they might reassess their responses to the Most High God's infinitely compassionate creative action.
Very good. Very good.
I don't know what I'd do without you.
Nothing predictable, dear.
No, of course not. Nothing predictable. Well, shall I make the creatures now? Make one of my famous let there be speeches?
Well, before you make the creatures, it might be more compatible with your infinite compassion if you were to make them an appropriate environment.
Oh, yes, of course.
Begin by moving your spirit about on the face of the abyssal pre-creational waters.
Oh, yes, like this.
That's it. Then you say...
Let there be light.
Not too vigorously at first. We must remember your illimitable mercy.
Oh, my infinite compassion.
Of course. And you might say a few comforting words to the creatures, your creatures, before you proceed any further. They are, after all, only finite, only limited beings with only limited capacity to respond to the demands your infinite creative activity makes upon them.
And my unlimited capacity requires me, from my all-extensible good-heartedness, of course, to make infinite allowances to my creatures.
And logic also requires it.
Does it?
Yes, dear. It does.
Oh, well, then, I'll do it. Must respect logic. My dear creatures. Is this all right?
Yes, dear. Perhaps, my dearly beloved creatures, you know noblesse oblige.
Oh, yes, of course. My dearly beloved creatures.
In the last great cycle.
Oh, yes. In the last great cycle of my all-compassionate...
Very good.
Creative activity, led you, my dearly beloved creatures, through many trials and tribulations.
Through the valley of the shadow of death.
Where I told you to fear no evil, for I was with you, my rod and staff comforting you, and...
You promised to let them dwell in your house forever.
And I promised you I would let you dwell with me in my house forever.
Oh, from one eon to another.
Yes, of course. From one eon to another. And now, my most infinitely beloved...
Not terribly logical, that bit. Most infinitely?
My most beloved creatures, I intend to begin another creative cycle.
In which you will be presented?
In which you will, by my infinite compassion, be presented with an opportunity, a series of opportunities, to reevaluate your responses to my creative activities. An opportunity to reconsider all the decisions you made on the occasion of the last great cycle of divine manifestation. To reformulate, by my grace, of course, your attitudes to myself and to your fellow creatures.
Excellent!
Please don't interrupt, Sophia.
As I am your wisdom, dear, I ought to comment.
Only when I get stuck. I wasn't stuck then.
Sorry, dear. Just my will to help.
Well, I should hope so. After all, I do represent creative activity and not merely the memory of my previous successes.
Great. I am.
What did you say?
Your creatures are waiting for you, dear.
It didn't sound like that. It was shorter.
Your creatures, dear.
My dearly beloved creatures, as I was saying, I intend to begin a new creative cycle to provide you all with a new opportunity to reassess your attitudes to myself and to each other. Sophia, you've spoiled the run of my inspiration.
Expiration, dear. You breathe out when you're talking, not in.
I was referring to the inflow of my thoughts, Sophia.
That's from me, dear.
Yes, but you know what I mean.
If I don't, no one does. I'm not boasting, dear, just stating a fact. There's no danger in immodesty in me. I can't forget that we're both polarizations of the absolute.
Both? All right, but I have the initiative.
And I have to remind you of the effects of your using it. You remember the deluge incident, don't you?
Well, I did that to teach mankind a lesson.
From the behavior of the post-diluvians, the lesson wasn't learned, was it?
You can't blame a teacher for the inabilities of his pupils.
In this case, we can, dear, because you, the teacher, are also the creator of the pupils, which is why I suggested that you might say a few words to them before you start your new cycle of creation, a short outline of your procedures, so that they can prepare themselves a little to deal with you.
Deal with me? The creatures deal with the infinite God?
All relations are two-way, dear. I'm not suggesting that there's any quantitative equivalence between the two sides, just that there is some order of reciprocity.
All right, I'll warn them.
Not warn, dear. Past history shows warning to be not very efficacious. Your creatures have sufficient of your fire in them not to take kindly to warning.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. I'll just give them an outline of my intentions.
That's better, dear.
My dearly beloved creatures, I have decided that as I am about to start a new creative cycle and bring a new world into being, I will first give you a short statement of my creative intent, a sort of mental picture of the things I will produce and of the whole situation into which I will put you.
Just tell them how you started your last cycle, dear. That will be enough to give them the general outline, a short account of what is to come.
I was just going to. My very, very dearly beloved creature, as I earlier started to tell you, I am about to begin a new cycle of creation. And as I am essentially a just God,
that's good,
I have decided to give you a general outline of my creative procedure and of my intentions for your dear selves. As you know, I am all powerful and therefore can do anything I will to do.
Subject to paying the price.
Anything I will to do.
You will tell your creatures.
Yeah, I will tell you firstly how I begin.
Before that, tell them what it is like before you begin.
Oh, yes, yes. Before I begin to create, everything is like it was before I started to talk to you. You know, I was here. Actually, I am always here. And you were there where you are now. Resting from my previous cycle of creative activity.
Words without end, amen.
Resting as you are now from my previous cycle of activity. resting within my all-embracing love, supported by my everlasting arm.
Tell them that they're really modalities of your being, and that they rest when you rest.
Supported by my everlasting arms in the eternal here now.
Oh, tell them a little about the eternal here now.
I want to get on with my outline of creation.
Please.
But only a little. It's hardly relevant at this point.
It's always relevant, dear. The here now.
Oh, yes, of course. Always. Ha ha ha. In all ways.
The H between the A.
Now, don't be abstruse, Sophia. You'll only confuse the creatures.
Well, that was just to remind you, dear.
Oh, well, all right then. My very, very, very dearly beloved creatures. I have decided to give you a little insight into the nature of the eternal here now.
Ah, thank you, dear. It's only fair.
Thou art the only fair, dear Sophia.
Oh, thank you, dear.
The eternal here now, my dear creatures, can be comprehended only by itself. But in order to make it in some manner understandable for you, I will try to explain it to you firstly in terms of what it is not. After that, you may more easily grasp what it is.
Very useful, the method of negation.
If, my dearly beloved creatures, you will refer to your thinking processes as you remember them to have been during my last period of manifestation, you will recall that they, that is your thinking processes, occurred in a linear manner. That is to say that the ideas in your thinking followed one after another, rather like a line of camels crossing a desert.
From one oasis to another.
Yes, rather a good image that. Like a line of camels crossing a desert from one oasis to another. Think, my dear creatures, of this line of camels as they would be experienced by an observer. Say, a drawer of water in one of the oases.
Good.
This drawer of water, perhaps dwelling in the particular oasis permanently, so far as time may be viewed as having any permanence, would experience the line of camels as coming to the oasis, one camel after another, staying for a while to drink and then passing on into the desert again to seek another oasis on the way to their final destination.
I call this mode of the water drawer's experience of the camels the mode of linear presentation.
This mode, my dear creatures, of the water drawer's experience of the camels, we will call the linear presentation mode. And it is precisely this that we refer to when we think of temporal experience. All time, as experienced by finite creatures, is in the linear mode. Now,
The linear mode is not that of the eternal here now.
The linear mode, my dear creatures, the mode of a line of camels crossing through an oasis, is not that of the eternal here now. We now pass from the negative to the positive consideration of the here now.
Simultaneous co-presentation, dear.
If, my dearly beloved creatures, we allow the possibility of an all-seeing eye gazing over the whole desert at once, so that it observes all oases, all lines of camels, all water drawers, and all other beings simultaneously, instead of the linear presentation mode, we may grasp the idea of the eternal here now. It is obvious that as long as you use the linear thinking mode, you cannot actually experience the simultaneous mode of comprehension. But as you are able with some degree of success to observe simultaneously the several fingers of one of your hands, held, of course, at some distance from your eyes so that your gaze can compass them, as you are able to do this, so you gain a minute, a very minute insight into the meaning of the simultaneous co-presentation of the here now of eternity. But I must go on. The whole problem of the eternal here now is not to be solved with a few words. There must be a development of insight, which is why I engage periodically to enter upon a new cycle of creation to make this insight possible to you. I don't need the experience for myself. To make possible for you the insights that you as creatures can gain only in an existential situation, or series of such.
Start your description of your creative process, dear. Tell them about the 7 days' work you do to prepare the world environment.
Oh, yes, dear. You may be aware, my dear creatures, that there are certain reasons, or at least my dear Sophia tells me that there are, certain reasons why it is advisable to proceed with any creative activity in stages. Of course, it's very nice to bring something suddenly and astonishingly out of nothing. Makes the crowd jump and all that. But it misses out all sorts of interesting stages in between the no thing and the astonishment.
And we mustn't miss out anything, because if we do, we won't be forgiven for it, whatever it is. After all, as everything is eternal, really, we should give each thing an opportunity to express itself, at least some of the time.
Quite. And I mustn't ever put my creatures in a position where they could justifiably accuse me of unfairness. After all, if they can't trust the justice of the Most High God, how will they ever learn to trust anything at all?
How indeed?
And so, my dear creatures, whenever I create, I do so in certain more or less well-defined stages, as those of you who were geologists in the previous creative cycle will remember. I call my stages of creation days, which in our heavenly language, or alleluia, means any division whatever of time, of space, or of significance. A very useful word, the word day. Its meaning is certainly not confined to that usage common to those of you who, during my last creative cycle, inhabited a planet called Earth. No, definitely not.
Definitely not.
Not that, my dear creatures of that former planet. I am in any way censuring you for the error you then made, for,
The affinity of the creatures itself is a sufficient reason for you to fail to comprehend certain non-empirical propositions.
For your affinity, my dear creatures, your very limitedness, itself an unavoidable consequence of your entry into the state of createdness, imposes upon your otherwise omniscient selves a certain limitation.